Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. I think everybody knows that all over the world that I'm both, actually. But anyways, we have an awesome guest today. But before we get with her, I'm going to remind everybody it's about that time to send in, you know, anything for the magazine, for mysticlivingtoday.com. I'm going to be starting it today. We've got some kind of pending weather coming my way. I'm in South Carolina, and we don't really know what it's going to do, where it's going to go. So I'm going to start working on it today after my radio show and try to get as much as I can. And I'm not expecting anything severe here because I don't know. I'm just not expecting it. But we're prepared. You know, we're prepared. It's not a hurricane, but it's a tropical storm, which can be, you know, pretty nasty. Lots of rain and lots of wind and all that kind of stuff. But anyways, so you send anything, an image with your article, excerpt, whatever it may be, to stars with a Z, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. And, of course, I have my starspsychics.com that we're promoting my tarot card deck that I had done a couple of years ago, and I think they're beautiful cards. And they're not ready to be purchased yet, but we're offering a PDF course and an audio course that Stars Amber has put together. And you'll find out about that, I'm hoping, this week on my site at starswithazpsychics.com. So without further ado, it's enough about what I do and all that kind of stuff. I want to bring in my beautiful guest. I told her she was mine. Once you're on my show, you're mine. Anyways, welcome, Louise Hamlin. How are you?
Hi, Natalie. I'm very well. I'm talking to you from England, and it's lovely to talk to South Carolina.
Yes, yes. I mean, we're across the world, aren't we? We're in another place. It's amazing what we can do, right?
Isn't it absolutely staggering? And it would have seemed magical 100 years ago, wouldn't it? So, you know.
You know, the world has come a long way, and sometimes people say, well, Natalie, what do you think about, you know, the way it is right now? Because when I first began on the Internet, I mean, it was like nothing. I had planetstarswithaz.com, and then it branched off. I decided to do other things, but it was nothing like it is today. There, you know, there weren't cell phones. There wasn't all of this that you could log in and all. I mean, it's great, except it does have its hazards, I think, sometimes, but you just have to look beyond all of that and do what's good for the world, and that's what I do, and I know that's what you do. Let's talk about you. Now, have had a very interesting life thus far. I was looking at your pottery that you've done. Oh, my gosh, you're so talented.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say so. Well, I mean, the reason I'm talking to you really is because of what's happened to me over the last 3 years, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, so let's talk about that. We want to talk about your book that you have. It's called What Apps from Heaven, and how you got started writing, and a little bit about yourself and what the book is about. Well, you know, you've done these before, so the show is all about you.
Okay. Well, I better explain first what a WhatsApp is, because everybody uses them over here in England, but I don't think it's quite so common in America. But basically, a WhatsApp is like a text, and WhatsApp is it's a texting app, and you can create groups. So, you know, you have family groups, and somebody in the family posts on it, and everybody else sees it, and you send photographs. So that's how it works. So
on my phone, Louise,
yes.
And that's how I talked to Stars Amber, who did the tarot course and everything for me, and we love it. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to start allowing you to do voice chat. Is that true?
Oh, well, I do it all the time. So, yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh.
All the time. Yes.
Oh, maybe here in the States they don't have it set up on the apps yet. I don't know. But I text her all the time, and it's wonderful. But anyways, okay, so that's where the title comes from, What's Apps But From Heaven. From Heaven. I love that. I love that. Why did you call it that? Because you do a lot of your communication on WhatsApp?
Well, yes, absolutely. But what happened was I was a lawyer. You know, I used to lecture in land law. So it's very dry. And so I was logical and reasonable. My husband was a lawyer as well. And then he suddenly got cancer and he died. Before he died, we discussed whether or not we thought there was life after death. And we thought it was unlikely. We didn't totally shut our minds to it, but we thought it was unlikely. And he was saying, you know, it's probably going to be nothing. So that's nothing to be scared of. And that was how he died, believing that. And then, after he had died, and I was devastated, totally devastated, I started getting all these signs. And to start with, I thought, oh, that's a coincidence, and this is a coincidence, and oh, well, you know, there must be some explanation for that, which I don't understand. And eventually, I realized that he was actually communicating with me through WhatsApp.
Now, okay, I want to interrupt you. Now, what kind of signs were you getting, and how did you how soon after he passed away did you get these signs? So let's kind of give the listeners a little background. What kind of signs, Louise, did you get?
Okay. Well, to start with, it wasn't me. It was my friends who were getting signs from him. And looking back, I think it's because I was just so deeply immersed in grief that I wasn't open to anything. But a friend of mine, 5 days after he died, asked him for a flame. She said she wanted to see a flame so that she knew he was okay. And she said, not in a fireplace, not on a candle, but a flame. And she asked him in the morning. She then rather forgot about it because she went around about her day. And then that evening, when she went to draw her curtains, she saw this tall, thin flame from the neighbor's garden. And she ran and she got her phone and she took a photograph of it. And apparently it didn't last for very long and then it died down. And she sent me, it was a WhatsApp with a photograph of the flame. And she said, hey Louise, I don't know whether I should tell you this or not, but I am going to. And she described what had happened, and she said, and look, here's the flame. And I looked at the photo, and I thought, well, you know, it could be a coincidence. So,
of course, that's what we all do, don't we, Louise? We all think it's nothing. That's just a mistake, blah, blah. So go on. Oh, go on. This is wonderful.
I know. And in fact, then about 10 days later, this same friend, who is quite psychic, she was driving home from the funeral, and she had the radio on, and she thought she'd ask for another sign from Patrick. And so she said, you know, as she was driving, "Hey, Patrick, can I hear, please, I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick." And she chose something that she'd never heard on the radio, but that she had enjoyed way back in the 1980s. Anyway, she got home and it hadn't come on the radio. So she turned off the radio and, you know, had an evening at home. The next morning, she went to the railway station to collect her parents who were coming to stay. And as she stood on the platform, waiting for the train to come in, they played it over the tannoy.
And oh, my. Oh, my. If that's not a sign. Oh, this is wonderful. I love this. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so she was sure that those were signs, you know, and she told me again. But I was in a dark place, Natalie. I mean, I was just completely out of it, really.
I know what you went through. I know. I lost my husband 10 and a half years ago. But he had Alzheimer's. It's just totally different, but it's just, no, I know, you're so lost, you don't, and you keep asking why, and all of that, and it's just not, I mean, everybody goes through it, we know that, like, what does the Queen say, when you have grief or something, it's about love,
yes.
The Queen Elizabeth, right, she said something about that, and it's true, it is true.
Yeah.
When you love, you have grief, and vice versa. That's just, but it's not fun, and my heart goes out to you. But I know you were in this place, like, and I can recall mine is like you're walking around, like you're just walking around. You're just functioning. That's all. You cannot see the forest for the trees. I know.
No, absolutely not. And in fact, I did. At this time, think, well, I'll ask for a sign. And, you know, I didn't really believe that his spirit would have survived, but I hoped it would have done. And I decided to ask him for some snowdrops within the next 3 days. And snowdrops are, they're little white flowers. And
flowers. Okay, gotcha.
Yes. And they flower in February. He died in February. And anyway, this was not successful. And 3 days later, the snowdrops hadn't arrived. So I said to my dear friend, who'd been our dear friend, Anna, and who had come to stay 2 days before, well, I don't think that there's anything after you die, because I asked Patrick to send me some snowdrops as a sign. Nobody's brought me any. And she put her head in her hands and she said, "Oh, goodness me." And I said, "What's the matter?" And she said, "Well, on my way to see you, I stopped at a farmer's market. And there was a stall selling snowdrops. And I really, really had this compulsion to buy some for you. But I thought, no, that's silly. Louise is going to have so many flowers because people will have inundated her with flowers after Patrick died. So it's really silly to take some more." And she said, "I had such a strong urge to buy some and I resisted it." And, oh, golly, she said, "Patrick must have been saying to me, buy some snowdrops, Anna, for goodness sake, buy some snowdrops."
Right, so you could have had your sign on your own when she walked in with them.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a failure. And I asked for a feather, and I didn't get a feather, but a friend contacted me very shortly after and said, "Oh, I was just in the garden thinking about Patrick and two big, big feathers floated down in front of me and I couldn't see where on earth they'd come from." And I'm sure it was Patrick. And that was just a few minutes after I had asked for one. So anyway, in the end, I had another go, and I asked to see a feather on a train. And the next day, I got a train. It was quite busy. I saw a couple of empty seats, went and sat on one of the seats, glanced at the one next to it, and there was a feather. And that was the first sign that came directly to me.
Well, I was going to say, I got to tell you something, you know, I've never asked for signs. I'm super spiritual, but I don't. But you know what I get pretty much every day? I have high ceilings in my kitchen, Louise, and these big lights,
right?
I mean, my house isn't real big, but that's what's there. And, oh, I don't know when this started, last year, I think. Now, I didn't ask for this, okay? Well, it can be daylight, it can be nighttime, and the lights start flashing, all of them. And the lights have not gone out. You know, my son was here, and he said, oh, Mother, you're seeing things. I said, no. Okay, I said, and I'm thinking to myself, I really hope it happens when he's here. Well, sure enough, he stopped by from work for lunch, and my kitchen lights blinked. Well, the kitchen lights, they were on. Granted, and he said, well, maybe it's a short. I said, a short in all of them? I said, I don't think so. So now what I do, and probably what you do, is when it happens, I'll say, hi, everybody. How is everyone up there? I said, you know, I love you very much, but I am not ready to see you. I'm not ready to go there. I said, but I love the flashing lights because it means, because I lost a lot of people within a year, relatives. You know, not direct relatives. They were like in-laws. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So I just say, oh, it's this one, this one. Because there's four of them, four big ones. And it's no joke. And the lights have never blown out. So to me, that's my sign. But I didn't ask for it. It's just, well, we got to do something really big for her because she's, you know, I mean, you know, you can't have something drop from the sky in her lap. You know what I'm saying? But you see what happens is you can't really direct them, but in their own way, sometimes they go through somebody very close to you. And had you have not been close to these people, you would never have known what they saw, what appeared. The flowers, you would never have known. But you see, it's all divine timing. It's all the way it's supposed to be. But now, have you continued to see things from your husband?
Oh yeah. I mean, this is just the start. I mean, the reason I wrote the book was because it then all became, you know, extraordinary. And I've had flashing lights, too. And they flashed not when I've asked for a sign, when I've been thinking of Patrick, my husband, and, you know, and sometimes I've been thinking, oh, why did you have to leave me, or I do love you, and the lights have gone on or off again without me asking. But no, what happened was, what was in my mind extraordinary, I was out one day, and this is about 4 months after he had passed, and I left my phone in the kitchen. I came back and the house had been locked and empty, no radio on or anything. And I found on my phone that it had opened up to the WhatsApp app. It had opened up to send a message to Maria, who is a medium. All these words. Words and words and words and words. And I couldn't make sense of them. I mean, there were words which made sense, and then there was gibberish as well. And the whole thing seemed extraordinary and weird. And I was about to delete it, but then I thought, well, I don't know. It's very odd. Couldn't work out how it had got there. And I thought, I'll press send, and I'll send it to Maria, and then I'll ask her what she thinks. And I did that, and Maria replied, no idea, no idea at all. But then the next day, Maria sent me a WhatsApp saying, hey, Louise, I found this on my phone, ready to send to you, and it was like a shortish paragraph, and it was a bit more coherent than the day before. Three times in it, it said, "Darling, it's me." And then it also said Valentine's Day 2019 and lilies and a few other things. And Maria said, you know, "I did not type this. I just found it. It must be from Patrick." And he always used to call me darling. So, you know, it sort of made sense that it was from him saying, "Darling, it's me." But I was thinking, how can he be sending WhatsApps? Yeah, he can't be doing that. And anyway,
he can. This makes me so happy inside for you, because it's something that you've needed and now you have it. And I have to explain to people, unless you lose somebody that is so dear to you, all you want to know is they're okay, and you can still maintain some kind of contact. I wish it would happen for everybody. It would make their life on Earth so much better, because, I mean, yeah, you know, mine is a long time ago, and my situation was totally different than yours, but it wasn't very pleasant. My life was not that pleasant. But anyways, sometimes, just sometimes, something will happen. It'll make you go someplace. It'll make you call somebody. The only thing that he has ever done for me was this. I had in a dream, and I remember everything, but he was on one side of the threshold. I was on the other at a doorway. It was a doorway. He leaned over onto my side, and he gave me a hug. That's the only thing that he's ever done. Now, I'm surrounded by psychics and mediums because that's my other business, right? Well, the one who passed away that I used to do my shows with, she told me, she said, "That's very special because you have to get permission to step into your world." He got permission, and because of what he did to you and how he was, he wanted to make sure you knew he was sorry. That's the only thing I ever got, but I've never asked. And you would think that but I'm just so thrilled for you. It just makes me feel so good inside, Louise, that you continue to have this connection. And don't ever let it end. Keep doing it. So now there's been more things. Do you ask for things? Or do you just get something in your head and you say, "Okay, Patrick, I want you to show me this," or "I want you to do this," or what? What do you do? How do you make that connection?
Well, I mean, I haven't really asked very much, but it just kept on coming, and the WhatsApps kept on coming, and then what really, really convinced me was one day, and this was sort of 5 months after he died, I was walking with the phone in my pocket, I got back, I pulled the phone from my pocket, and it said that I'd created two WhatsApp groups, one called Hamlin's, one called Hamlin Family, one consisting of Patrick and me, one consisting of Patrick, his daughter, and me. And it was his daughter's birthday that day. And I knew that I had not done it. And I knew that it could not have been created, they could not have been created, sort of accidentally jiggling the phone or anything. And I knew that nobody else could have done it. And I looked at that phone and I stared in amazement and I thought, my goodness me, it's really, 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 it's Patrick communicating with me via WhatsApp.
It is. Love to use that, and I'm going to look for you on WhatsApp, but I only talk to my one reader, and we do it all the time. Yeah, you know, She's the one that hooked me on it. She's the one that told me about it. And, you know, I've got three monitors in front of me. I've got a big, huge tower. I know a lot. But I just, you know, sometimes you just get on too many things and people bombard you. But it really is a neat thing. And it tells when somebody reads your message by the little check marks, right? You see that by the,
yep.
the conversation. But I don't know how to talk to her yet. I'm going to have to figure that one out. That's awesome. So now this is where you get most of your messages from him is on WhatsApp, or do you still tell me more?
Yes.
Tell me about the book. Now, why did you write the book in the first place?
Well, because the messages kept on coming on WhatsApp, and also other things happened. Things, books started flying off bookshelves. Things started disappearing. I was playing cards with some friends. We played with the red pack of cards for the first hand, and then because we were playing a game called Bridge, we used a different pack for the second hand. And then for the third hand, we used the red cards again, and a card was missing. And we searched and searched and searched for it because we knew that we had had it. And we could not find it anywhere. We couldn't believe it, but we just searched. It had gone. And somebody, one of my friends said, well, I bet it's Patrick. Let's see what card it is. And it was the Nine of Hearts.
Oh.
And they said, is that...
The wish card.
They said, does that
mean anything?
In my
deck, it's a wish card. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It didn't mean anything to me. But then a friend who does tarot said, it's a beautiful card. It's a beautiful, beautiful card.
It is. You know what else, Louise, is that the nine in I'm an astrologer also, and numerology, the nine is long distance, okay? And here's the heart.
Right.
The heart is
yeah.
coming from a distance to you. That's what the nine.
Yeah.
See, people don't understand. These cards are, and I've been reading cards since 1981 when I lost both of my parents less than 5 months apart of each other. I started with my deck. I still have it. And I searched and searched for meanings. And then I decided to myself, well, you need to decide what they are to you, not to everybody else, because the only way you're going to be able to read for people is if you know what the card means for them. And that's what it's telling me right now. That's why it's important for you, the Nine of Hearts. Nine of Hearts is long distance, and you've got your heart there.
Well, I mean, I thought this was extraordinary because it happened in front of my three friends as well, you know. So it wasn't me imagining it or anything. The card really, really disappeared. And all these things were happening. I mean, I write about all the things that happened in the book. And I just thought, you know, this is so amazing. And I used to be a lawyer who didn't believe in the afterlife. And now I know. And so I wanted to tell the world and really to validate the experience of people who think they've had signs, but then are a bit uncertain and don't like to tell people because they don't want to be thought crazy, you know?
Yes. No. And it's wonderful that you're doing this because so many people are disbelievers. They really, really are. And you want them, you have proof. You have proof. You're saying your proof. And I know it's so. I know it's so. But, you know, you see, this is important to you. I often thought to myself, you know, after he passed away and other people, like this really close friend of mine, I mean, we were like sisters and I really miss her. I often thought to myself, why don't I get anything from her? You know, she was a medium. You know, and you're kind of helping me understand today. I think it's because she knows I know she's with me. She knows I know. She knows I don't need proof. She knows,
yeah.
You know, and you know, I don't have to throw something in her face. I don't have to drop something on the floor. I got her picture above me over here in my office, and my other friend that passed away, my best friend, and I have a picture of my husband too, and my mom and my dad, my son, and my granddaughter. But she was very influential to me, being a medium, and she's the one that told me about him reaching across the threshold. She said, that does not happen very often. You have to get special permission for that. But she told me, this was not before she died, maybe the year before. She said, he really feels badly how he treated you all your life. And I said, well, you know, he made me a stronger person. And so I think that's why I don't get a lot of stuff. And the arena, I call it an arena, being in a psychic arena, you know, you've got all of this around you, and you have to dissect what's right, what's wrong, and things like that. But I must get your book, because I know there's a lot of information for me. You know, and you coming on my show, I feel it's divine order. There was a reason for it, Louise. Everybody that ends up being on my show, and, you know, I can send out the interest to the publicist, but it's up to the author to say, yes, I want to be on our show. Now, why did you want to be on my show?
Because what I found when I started talking to people who had also been bereaved was that to start with, they wouldn't say anything about signs at all. And then as we chatted a bit more, if I said, oh, by the way, have you had any signs? Well over half of the people would then say, well, yes, but I haven't told anybody about them. You know, I didn't really like to, and I didn't know whether I could really believe what had happened or not. And I thought, I want this to go into the mainstream so that people don't doubt themselves, so that people do think, yes, I have had a sign, and that's lovely, and he or she is okay. So it makes me feel so much better to know that my husband is okay and still loves me, you know, and I still love him, and that's fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Well, it is, and I'm not, there isn't a jealous bone in my body for you, about you, because I'm just so happy inside, because this is what you need. This is what you have to have, and he knew that. He knows it,
yeah.
Not new, he knows it. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's true, you know, I mean, there are people out there, they'll say, oh, yeah, really? Oh, come on. And you can talk to them until the sky falls, which it's not going to, but you know what I'm saying? And they still won't believe you.
Yeah.
You have believers and
you
have non-believers. And hopefully even just reading your book or listening to the show will show them that if you start to really think back in your life and things that have happened that you really didn't have an explanation for, maybe that was a sign for you. I've had a lot of things happen in my life, Louise. Almost died, lots of things. And I have never doubted it once, not one time. And I can tell you about an accident, a near fatal accident for my son and myself and my husband. He was in the front seat. I was in the back. And my son's, the wheel turned beyond turning. A man was coming right for us. And we went into this ditch, kind of. We didn't get hurt. And the other man that was coming at us, he broke his arm. And my son and I got out, and my son grabbed me. He said, Mom, did you see that? I said, yeah, I did. Oh, my God. And the man said to me, he said, I don't know how I did not hit you. My son and I looked at each other. We knew how. We were pulled out of your way.
Yeah.
That's why. That wheel could not have turned that much to the left. It's impossible. So there's been a lot of things like that for me. I had an appearance. Jesus came to me and all these kinds of things. So this is just an affirmation. These are things for you to know you are on the right track. What you believe is real.
I know that 100% now, Natalie. I didn't, and now I do. And it is incredibly consoling. And another reason I wrote the book was because when I was really, really sort of absolutely drowning in grief, I would have liked to read some books written by people who had also been totally, totally devastated by a bereavement and had somehow survived and climbed out of the chasm and had, you know, made a life for themselves again. And most of the books that I found about bereavement were written by people from the outside looking in, written by so-called experts or psychologists or whatever, but they weren't written by people who'd actually experienced what it's like. And I wanted to write that book because it's the book that I would have liked to read when I was newly bereaved.
That's right. And see, how many? This is going to help so many people, Louise. And you know, I think what is your book came out in August, right?
Yeah.
Right? Is that about right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's just I love hearing about all of this, and I just think that you're a very special lady. I mean, I have all kinds of people on my show. I really do. I've been doing this for 10 years, Louise. So you can tell that I've seen it all, heard it all. You know what I'm saying? And you are one of the most sincerest, loving people that I have talked to. I can hear it in your voice, and I am. And I'm sure Patrick is probably smiling up there, saying, "You tell her, Natalie. You tell her." You know, because I can be really sweet. Really, really sweet, but then pardon my expression, I can be a bitch on wheels, but for the most part, I'm really sweet, and I defend to the ultimate. I'm almost like a warrior at times, and I know when I hear somebody's voice how beautiful they are inside, and he was so lucky to share his life with you on Earth. I have goosebumps, I'm telling you. You are remarkable. And to write this, now, was it difficult to write this book? Because he hasn't been gone that long, correct?
Do you know what? I think he wanted me to write it, and so it was dead easy. And I just sat down, and it almost wrote itself, if you know what I mean. And I had kept a journal with all the things that had happened. And I just sat down and wrote it, and it just flowed. And I sent it off to a publisher, and they said, yeah, we're going to publish this. They said, oh, it's wonderful, yeah. And so I honestly think that he facilitated it. Does that make sense to you?
No. Remember, it's divine order. A lot of people don't believe this. We get guided to things, and we don't even know how. I mean, who would have told me I'd be doing what I'm doing? Oh, my goodness, my background is tennis, but I've always been of service. I had no idea. No idea. I mean, I have 3 websites. I had no clue. No clue. But I think, like you, you get guided to do things, and yours is from above. And I had a man on here who was hit by a train, believe this or not, and actually died. And he told me, he says, heaven is just like here. You have grass, you have houses, you have things to do, blah, 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 all of this. And so it always fascinates me because I hear the stories that are real. I mean, it's not like a fairy tale. It's not like somebody just making up a story. And that's why it's so profound. That's why it's so wonderful. And if people would look more into it, then maybe we'd make some believers out there, you know? I think everybody wants to believe, though, Louise. I think they all want to know that there is another place that you will finally meet everybody that's passed on. You know, I don't try to dwell upon it too much, but I think and I feel that there is. You know, now if you talk to, like, even my son, they'll say, well, I don't know, Mom. But I'm going to tell you something. He did see his father after he passed away. And that scared the bejeebers out of him. Because he came over that day and he said, Mother, I saw Dad. And I said, well, how? He said, he was walking across the drive. He had his work clothes on like he was working with me. He said, Mother, I'm not lying. I said, I know you're not lying. You did see him. You know, so so if you look back on your life, there's little things that have happened to you that you have, and I'm talking to the audience, scoffed and said, oh, or you just forget about it. You know, you close your eyes and you go about what you're doing. Think about it. What do you think it was? Wasn't your imagination? It was somebody from above trying to reach for you to let you know that they're here, they're with you, always, always with you. But, you know, Louise, it's tough, you know, when we don't see them with our eyes next to us or walking or shopping or whatever, you know, it's really hard. But you see, this will carry you through the rest of your life. You will never miss a beat now. You've just got it. You've got a hold on it. And I, for one, think it's wonderful. I don't, you know, and I can't tell people for myself. I know some things. I mean, well, I know a lot of things, but I haven't really seen that much for me. I've had near misses in my life, yes. So I guess that's proof for me that it does exist. And I always felt like when I saw Jesus, I was with him when he was put on the cross. And, you know, my personality is today, I would have been gathering the troops to try to get him down. But I also know him in my heart, and he never told me this, but he would have said, Natalie, you need to stop because you're going to get hurt. You're going to get killed, and I don't want that for you. I am doing this for everyone. I just know it. I mean, it's always, I told a man that I interviewed from Jerusalem, and he started to cry. He said, you know what? I believe you. You're right. I said, well, I know how I am, and I'm, with my big mouth, I mean, yeah, I probably would have got killed. but I can be shy. But when the time is right and I need to defend, I'll be like Joan of Arc. Yep, look out. And I'm not very big either, Louise. So tell us more. Tell us more. Are you still seeing things? I mean, what was your most recent thing that you've seen?
Well, I think the lights suddenly went on. Probably that's the most recent thing. And I was thinking about him. And you know, I was just remembering things, and suddenly the lights went on, and I was nowhere near the switch. And the last WhatsApp he sent me, it said, "Darling, I can hear you. Please hear me," which I thought was lovely, really lovely. And
oh
that,
God, that's wonderful.
That isn't in the book because that happened after the book was finished. But, I'm getting fewer signs now, Natalie, and I think it's because I know that he's around. I feel him. I've had these signs which have totally convinced me that there is an afterlife. And so I think he doesn't need to keep on trying to convince me. It took him a long time to convince me, and he was sending all these amazing signs, and I was thinking, yeah, I don't know, no, coincidence, yeah. And I mean, he must have been thinking, oh, for goodness sake, Louise. You know,
what do I have to do? Hit you on the head or something?
Yeah, exactly. And when he finally convinced me, he must have thought, oh, thank goodness for that. He was a very determined and stubborn man, and he was determined he was going to convince me, and he had to put an awful lot of energy into it, but he got there in the end. And I love it. I love the fact that I know
and I love it for you, and you know, I think, like for me, what I do is I go way back with my memories to when I first met my husband and all of that, how wonderful it was. Yeah, he showed a temper then, and yeah, he was Italian, and yeah, all that. But still, there were wonderful times, and after my son was born. And, you know, those are the things that I remember now. I don't remember what he became. I remember what he was. And I and that's what allows me to carry on and do what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, I'm by myself. And, you know, I don't know about you, Louise. Sometimes I just wish I had somebody to tell me I look pretty and hey, let's go out to dinner. Or, and then there are times I'm so busy that I'd probably say, will you back off? I don't have time for you. You know what I'm saying? So you wish,
yeah.
And then you take it away. And then you're back, and you take it away. So I think we're all doing what we're supposed to be doing, because I talk to God every day, and I tell him, look, you know, people will say, well, you got to get out and meet people. No. If you want me to meet somebody, you're going to put me in that place, or you're going to have it happen. I leave it to you. I'm not seeking. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, Louise? That's how strongly I believe.
Yes.
And I don't think it's important that I do social stuff and, you know, no, not going to do that. I'm not going to do that at all. No, God is in control of everything. And once people start to realize that, your life will be a lot better. Your life will be a lot better. Because I don't know how you believe, but, you know, I think every morning, thank you for another day. And then at night, thank you for my completed day. I just love it so much. I really do. I have good health. I always tell people I'm walking and talking and typing.
I think that that's
important
to me. Very important.
Yep, and I have a beautiful granddaughter, and I have a most awesome son. He's just, I told him if I could find a man like you, I'd be set. I mean, he has his faults, you know. But you know what I'm saying? These are things that we laugh about, but... But, yeah, it's and it's not fun to go through grief. How was everybody taking Queen Elizabeth over there? That was tough. It even bothered me, that lovely lady.
I think nearly everybody watched the funeral, which I don't know whether you saw any of it or not, but it really was awesome.
It was.
And, you know, the music was beautiful, and the soldiers were absolutely fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. And how they were all in line, and how we think about the protocol. Think, you know, if you look at this, I mean, they were amazing. They were like something in a movie that was planned. Okay, everybody. But you know what I'm saying? Nobody was out of step. They had somebody that fainted. But, I mean, that's to be expected. I mean, you're standing and you're standing. And you know what, Louise? I don't even know how they walked that far.
Oh, I think they did brilliantly. And, I mean, a quarter of a million people went and filed past her coffin. And they queued for 10, 12, 14 hours to go and walk past her coffin. Quite amazing. And nobody sort of was grief-stricken in the way that you are when a young person dies, because she was 94 and she'd had a very good life, and she'd gone to join her husband, Prince
Philip.
That's
right. You know, I have a gal that I kind of converse with on Instagram. I got to know her and some, you know, you can imagine how many people that I talk to, but she's from there, and it was really devastating. I said, but think of it this way. She's with her love.
Yeah.
She is with her love. And that's,
yeah.
You know, and I know he wasn't a perfect man, but it doesn't matter. That was her love. And now who's stepping in? I love Kate and William. that's the deal for me. I just adore them.
Yeah.
But I want to let everybody know about your site, your website. It's Louise, L-O-U-I-S-E, Hamlin, H-A-M-L-I-N, .co.uk. But if you just do a search for Louise Hamlin, you're going to see, you're going to get the site right away, and she's got all kinds of things on there. And I want to encourage people, and I'm going to send this out to Twitter when we're done. I want to encourage people that if you've ever had doubts about the afterlife, get this book. It will change your mind.
Well, Natalie, I've also, the same website is also louisehamlin.com, which is
okay.
Sort of more easier.
Yes, it's easy to remember, louisehamlin.com. Yeah, see, because I'm on your UK site. Because I go north
right.
and round, you know, I go look
right.
at him. And I'm going to get this book. I just am going to get this because I think it will make people, you'll make you feel good, you know, because you can resonate with it. You can understand the things that you're saying, and you're going to look back and say, oh, I remember I saw that or I felt that. Or I heard that. That's what it meant. That's what it meant. Start to question the little things that you're seeing and hearing, and the direction that you're taking. It's all divine order. It's not a coincidence. These are real things that are happening. And you know, I keep trying with the world. I keep trying to make things better. And I bring on people like yourself who are inspirational and trying to convince people that there is a beautiful world out there. It really is a beautiful world. And then we just have to continue with what we're doing and our beautiful work. Now, are you doing a lot of promoting for your book right now?
Yes. Yeah, I am. Because I'd like people to know what has happened to me. I'd like people who are bereaved to know that with time and work and effort, you do get to a stage where you can enjoy your life again. And I'm at that stage now, and my life isn't what I was expecting or hoping for, but I'm happy again. And I want to send that message out because I would never have believed that. After my husband died, I never, ever thought that I would be happy again. And I am. And my book sort of explains how I've got there.
I think so.
I think that's important.
Yeah, you know, and I think you're right. I think, like me, I didn't start my first website, but I started, my magazine had already been going, but I started Stars, and it took about a year and a half to actually get it going. I had to teach this webmaster of mine, I still have him, what it's like on the recipient end, like for a client and for the reader, for the psychic, you know, because he didn't even know. And I had to tell him what I wanted, and I mean, it took a lot. He would come over every week and he'd say, I think I'm getting it. I said, well, you better get it. And finally, he understood. But you see, that's what happened to me. I put everything that I knew into that site to make it real. And it's 10 years old. It was, you know, so it's a long time. And it's... I think that's what I did to get myself out of that bereavement, out of that. I mean, because you can just dig yourself a hole and you want to cover yourself up with dirt. You just, people have to go through it, but sometimes people can never do it, Louise. I think we are the fortunate ones that we had guidance and accepted it and carried on. I that's how I feel. I love what I do. I just when I do the magazine, like, you know, I had something in for you. We do reviews and
well,
all
thank
of that.
You.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
Of course. And I'm like I'm on a different plane. I've got my headphones on. I'm from Detroit originally, so I've got my rock and roll going, my Motown stuff. I'm listening to music. I'm putting things in, putting pictures in, putting links in, sending it back to the author. I mean, I'm in another world when I do that. I really am. I mean, nothing bothers me. I'm just on a mission because I do it because I want everybody to be represented in the proper way, and it's very important to me. And that's one of my loves right there, mysticlivingtoday.com. But anyways, it's I'm so glad you decided that you wanted to be on my show. Look at the time has gone. I mean, my goodness.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, Natalie. It really has. And, yeah. What I haven't said, and I would like to just very quickly say if I've got time, is I went to see some mediums. And again, I didn't know whether I believed or not, but I just hoped, you know, I just hoped. I wanted to try and communicate with Patrick. And the first medium I saw didn't do it for me. And it was a very disappointing experience.
Right.
And I could have given up. I could have given up, but I didn't. And I contacted another medium and had the most extraordinary experience with the second medium.
Isn't that wonderful?
And she said things that she couldn't have known and could only really have come from Patrick. And I think what I would like to say to people who are listening, who are interested in sort of going to a medium because they're bereaved and they want to make contact with their loved ones, if the first medium you go to doesn't seem to actually connect with your loved one, don't give up, because I think it's horses for courses. And sometimes, and mediums, you know, are different and have different skills and can connect with different people. So it's always worth, I think, trying again.
That's right.
I did.
That's right.
I did.
Because sometimes they have to understand, sometimes mediums, sometimes whatever their gift is, they don't really connect with you. And you deserve to find the right one to connect with. And, you know, somebody will say, well, that's not true. They didn't tell me anything, blah, blah, blah. It's not easy to do that. It really, really isn't easy. But if you persevere, like you said, you'll find the right one, and you'll be so happy. I had my Maya Moon. She was the one. And I have not ever found anybody since. But I think... you know, you can seek somebody out there. I mean, I have access to so many of them, but it really is a wonderful thing. And I'm going to tell you this again, Louise, you're a wonderful lady. And I'm going to put something in the magazine because I want everybody to listen to our show. So at the bottom of it, I will put a link back to the show so they can listen. And I'm going to put it on Twitter right now, as soon as the show has ended, and we're gonna try to convince people to read your book, get your book, and know things. And you know how I end my show, you probably don't know, is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. That's my signature. That's what I say everywhere. Isn't that strange? Because it's true.
Well, it is true, Natalie. It is so very true. And thank you so much for having had me on. And thank you so much for mentioning WhatsApps from Heaven, my book. And,
oh, my pleasure.
It's been a delight to talk to you.
Oh, and same here. And I'll get something in there. I don't know. Maybe I'll need a little excerpt from your book. I'll write to you because that you probably have those at your, you know, right on your computer. And I'm going to connect with you on WhatsApp. I'm Natalie's sister. So I'm going to collect. I'm going to say, it's me. It's me, Natalie. Okay, honey, I love you. You're a beautiful woman. Stay the way that you are. And everybody, you know, get her book. Go to her site, louisehamlin.com. And her book is called What's Apps from Heaven. And I'm sure it's all over Amazon and everywhere. And we're going to play Gabby Ray, Free to Love, because that's my ending song here, thanks to Candy, who connected us. And we have permission to play it, and it's a nice upbeat song to end the show with. And as I always say, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there, and I will see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors, so get the chip off your shoulder.
Have a great week. Much love to all of you.